This podcast of Today FM Breakfast means you can connect with M, Grant and Ed whenever you like. But you've only got a limited time to switch to Optus in-store and get the Samsung Galaxy S9 64GB for just $59 a month on a 24-month lease. Get terms and conditions at optus.com.au.
Hello, podcast. Jeez, what a day.
What a day. Big day, big show.
Good fun.
Yeah, a lot going on.
You know, at the end of it, I can never remember.
No, that's why I always look back at the sheet that tells us what we
Sometimes
did.
Sometimes we don't follow the sheet, though.
No, Ed's recovering from his ball tampering incident in the gym.
Who? Good.
Oh, nice.
Oh, did you spend 3 hours thinking of that joke?
No, I just looked straight down and I went, wow, there we go. Oh. Thought I'd bring it up for us to remember because it was so much fun.
Good on you, mate. A guy side-bagged me in the gym. but it's all right because you guys have your pets watch you.
Pets watch me have sex.
Yeah.
That is wrong, town.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Whatever.
I had a friend who got up and it jumped up on the bed and started getting into his leg while he was with his partner.
Oh,
and he was
God.
Like, do I continue or do I stop?
What did he do?
He continued.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Take it when you can get it, guys. That's
what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You guys did an amazing chat with a refugee. That was incredible.
Yeah, look, his story. He got stolen away from his family when he was 8 and forced to work as a slave in South Sudan. Mm. So, you know, it was one of those stories where you hear it, you go, yeah.
My life's not so bad.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Mm. It's a perspective story.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And then we had a fun chat about the guy who's been evicted by his parents through the courts.
Because he's 30.
What a guy.
And he's not helping himself because he represented himself in court. And even when he was being interviewed,
I might add,
he gave up halfway through an interview. You'll hear when he realised how ridiculous he was. He just stopped talking.
That was so wonderful.
He just faded himself down.
The best. Have a great podcast.
Thanks, guys. 1 in 3 Australian pet owners have admitted to getting it on while their pets are still in the room, according to a... Oh, and they're calling it a shock study. I was like, yeah, and...
So this is yes for you?
100%.
Okay.
I've got 3 dogs, mate.
Issues at all.
If I spend time trying to herd them out while I'm trying to get it on with my husband, I'd never get it on with my husband.
That's true, because you've also got the kids. There's no lock on the door.
No door handle.
It's got to happen.
But so if we're on, Ed.
It's on, mate.
We're on.
Yeah, it's good.
You know?
Do they spectate? They just watch the whole time, their little beady eyes looking at you while you're doing it.
They don't all sit there with popcorn and scorecards, if that's what you're getting at.
Are you sure?
Well, even if they did, like, who are they going to tell, mate? So what? And I feel like sometimes the next day I get treated with more respect by them.
That's interesting.
Like, sometimes I feel like they look at me like, yeah, good job, girl, you know?
And do they, like, the worst thing would be, like, because I've heard that sometimes dogs all, you know, particularly dogs, they either get jealous or they'll get...
Frisky?
Interested.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Where are you going with this?
No, I'm just saying that's what I've heard.
How interested?
No, just seem interested. So, Grant, you live on a
farm.
You live on a fake farm. So do they...
Do the cows come and watch at the window?
Yeah, do the cows...
Have you just got them watching? Putting on a little show, little denny show?
Legs crossed while they're looking, trying to peer in.
When you're doing the flesh helicopter, you've got a big...
For an audience?
No. Because you don't want to look down and see, like if you got, no matter what pet is in your room, with that, is that all you got, eyes? You know, because they can't help but stare and they don't blink. And then sometimes, occasionally, if you've kicked a pillow off the bed on the floor to get into your relationship,
hey, the wildcat.
Yeah, well, then the dog starts getting into the pillow, and then all of a sudden, that just makes the room really weird.
You've never
experienced that.
No,
you don't know anyone who's ever had a dog that's kind of wanted to, you know.
Hump while they're
thing.
Humping.
Yes.
I've never had dual humping. I have to tell you right now, I've never noticed.
That's, yeah.
Have you seen dogs humping
There's
while
dogs
humans
that get
are
up
humping?
On the bed. I know blokes that are mates of mine that have had dogs that try and get up on the bed.
I feel like our phone is going to change right now.
No, that's what I've heard.
You've heard that because you don't have dogs.
Don't have dogs. Went out with a girl and she used to sleep with the dog. Her on one side of the bed, the dog in the middle, and then me on the other side. And the dog would sort of roll over and, I swear to God, spoon her with a paw. It was disgusting.
Oh, I love that.
It stank. The whole joint stank.
It's fantastic. 13, 10, 60, do you let your pets see you do it, basically, is what we want to know.
And if so, do you think that they are – do they know what's going on?
I don't think they do.
Primal, man. It's primal.
Nah, I don't think they do. Who cares if they see? Big deal.
That's their only instinct is to, what, eat and – Do
Good.
All the dogs.
Good. 13, 10, 60, do you let your pets see you do it? I don't think it's a big deal. Do you think it's a big deal?
There's no way. No one would call and admit this.
30% of Aussies do it.
Get something else ready because no one's going
to
ring.
People are ringing to it. This is not a big deal. A third of Australians are getting it on in front of their pets, Ed. Yeah. Well, let's not make this weird. It's not, okay? I don't know if we need the sexy music.
Oh, it is.
But
when
I have... It's not weird.
When you go, hey, Fluffy, watch Daddy play with Mummy. That's not right.
We don't announce it. It just sometimes there's three dogs in the room, the mood strikes, and as anyone knows who has kids and have been together a long time, if the mood strikes... You get in there.
Gotta go. Yeah,
and you strike.
Yeah, gotta go.
You don't clear the room. No. You just let the room lay.
Yeah.
Also, the other things I enjoyed, 66% of us let pets sleep in our beds with us.
Yep.
Yes. 50% of us would rather live with an animal than another person. Yes.
That's sad.
No, it's true.
That is a sad, that's a sad statistic. Because if that was 100%.
Well, we're working towards that as a society.
Yeah.
That's like a whole nother topic there. Are pets better than people?
Monica and Hornsby, do you get it on with your pets in the room?
Absolutely not. I just locked my cat out of the door. It all happened one time. I was, you know, doing that in my room, and my cat just stared me in the eye. Just like this evil look of judgment. And ever since then, it gets locked right out.
Don't you think cats are different to dogs, though? I feel like cats would be a bit judgy. So I understand locking it out. Yeah.
It's judging the hell out of me. I can tell you that.
Monica. Thank you. You're going to Luna Park. Luna Park tickets for you, Monica. Thank you very much. Here's Kane from Kurnell. Kane, you wouldn't do it in front of your pets, would you, Kane?
Yeah, I would. I don't care, mate.
Gun you, Kane. No, me neither, mate.
Four or five cats.
Yes.
Wow. Hang on. How many pets?
In the past week, we have been babysitting everyone else's, like, animals in the house because they're overseas.
Yeah.
So we have had three dogs and six cats in the room.
Yes,
wow. While it's happened.
Kane's putting on a show. He's got an audience.
Oh, man, are they clapping and,
you know,
and cheering as you do
I
well?
I can't hear their opinion, so I don't care what their opinion is.
I love Kane. Let's give Kane a prize.
Kane, you're...
Yes, Kane.
Kane, you're a good person. Yes, you've got yourself a $50 voucher to 8-Bit, from burgers to hot dog to chips and potato jams. This joint is so delicious, Kane. $50 worth for you. Well played, buddy.
Well, it does. Sounds good, guys.
Yeah, mate.
Cheers.
Thanks, Kane. I feel like Kane's going, guys, come for a show. Daddy's about that. A New York couple has got... There's so many... I just have to calm myself down because there's so many elements here that really excite me. A New York couple has been so fed up with their unemployed 30-year-old son's refusal to move out and get a job, have taken him to court, sued to evict him, and won.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Now, Mark and Christina Rotondo... basically, first of all, they wrote a letter to his son. The eviction letter said, Michael, after a discussion with your mother, we have decided that you must leave this house immediately. You have 14 days to vacate. We will take whatever actions are necessary to enforce this decision.
Mm. So this is serious. The first shot is a serious one.
Yeah, and Michael's gone, I don't think so, guys.
No, it ain't happening.
He just refused to leave.
Yeah.
And mum and dad have gone, all right, we're going to take you to court. He's like, no, you're not. And then all of a sudden, he finds himself in court.
Yep. Would you like to hear some of his own defence?
Can I please?
Yes. This is Michael standing up in his best suit, defending himself.
Oh, it's...
Why couldn't you guys resolve this?
Oh, sorry, hang on, hold that. Sorry, this is now an extra grab. This has just come in. This is from CNN.
Oh.
So, Benny, go to the first one that I had. Thanks. Here he goes.
The first one.
I'm not a burden to them in the home. They don't provide laundry or food.
What?
It's really a moot point for them to seek me to be ejected.
You know what?
The moot point.
I think when you hear someone's representing themselves in court, I think that is when you know, okay.
It's not going to go well.
He's talking in the third person too. I think the defendant should be able to live exactly where the hell he wants.
Yeah.
So he also said that it's really unfair and really outrageous.
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 Yeah.
That they're expecting him to go and get a job.
Would you like to hear him? This is him. He was on CNN today.
Please.
So this is a little bit of what he believes has been the crimes perpetrated on him by his parents.
Why couldn't you guys resolve this without the court?
I would consider much of what they were doing to try to get me out as a tax, and what I was trying to, I was just, you know.
That's how we all feel, mate.
How good is he?
That whole situation. Even he's just gone, oh,
he gave up.
How good is he? And this, the bit that I love, I imagine him just sitting in a little fort, like a fort that he's built in the living room.
Yeah, 100%.
And like Step Brothers the movie.
Like Step Brothers, man, and so, which is one of the great films. So here's the law. There's the law that they're using to get rid of him. I had the.
They need to.
There is a law. There's a law for this. Yeah. And when they said this on the news last night, I was shocked.
Yeah.
The law is called Failure to Launch and was the premise for a movie starring Matthew McConaughey in 2006.
It's just going to take a stick of dynamite to get me out of my parents' house.
So the first thing you hear there is you're like, wow, Matthew McConaughey movies have plots? That's a, here's a shock. Oh. Failure to Launch, famously coined, my friend Tony called it Failure to Laugh, because that was...
Oh, that's harsh.
It was terrible.
Was it? I've never seen it.
It was. Okay. He was on a real run there.
Was this him and Kate Hudson?
No, yeah. That was the other one in the run, Fool's Gold.
Oh, it's not the same movie?
No, Fool's Gold is the coins you're handing over as you pay for a ticket. But now he's out now. So he'd be looking. He's out. He's been evicted.
Yeah, but they have to. He's not out.
Oh,
the judges said you have to give him an official eviction date. So he's got 6 months.
Oh, 6 months to finish level 17 on Call of Duty on PlayStation.
Now to move the focus towards you, Grant Denyer.
Mm-hmm. You know what I don't like about these bits? If this is a bit of content that's about me that I haven't brought to the table, it never ends well for me.
No, but this is something you brought on yourself by just casually telling us something about your relationship with your wife.
How lovely and devoted and caring it is.
She is.
You don't dress yourself.
She lays your outfits out for you like a toddler. Like, seriously.
She has wonderful taste in clothes, and I told you I'm part colorblind. So there's so many shades that I can't see, and I don't know if they match or not. So she has a much better eye. So either she does it or I do it, and I take photos of her if I'm away to make sure if it's the right combo to go together.
What an unsexy photo to get. Like,
isn't it? It's 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
There's a ping from Grant. Oh, you're like, ooh, yeah. The helicopter's out. Wildcat's on the prowl. And then it's just a shot of your, you know, Target jeans in your bloody... Your unnecessary ripped jumpers that look like you've been attacked by a puma.
I'm glad you brought that up. Internet Kieran has just put up on all of our socials. You came to work the other day in a ripped grey, a jumper that was ripped on the shoulders,
Strategic
a grey jumper.
Grips?
Yeah, nice. On the shoulders. And I said
tough
to you.
Tough look, man. It's a tough look.
It was, you know what? The look was so tough that the next night, a 17-year-old contestant on The Voice was also wearing it.
Grant, groundbreaking, I told you. Cutting edge of fashion right there.
No, you dress like a boy band member from the, 1990s.
That's true.
Who's in denial. Like, if you look at the new Backstreet Boys film clip, you look like them.
Similar to Kevin.
Yeah. It's not like a weird thing.
Let's bring Chezzy on. I think it's pretty weird.
God.
Yeah, let's get your wife up right now.
Hi, Chezzy.
Hi.
Okay, true or false? No, shush, Grant. Change Michael. True or false? True or false, Chezzy Denyer, you dress your husband, Grant Denyer.
True.
Yeah. You buy
it's
all
not
his
always.
You buy all his clothes, Jessie.
Yeah, I do buy all his clothes.
Yeah, and you then lay them out in outfits because he travels a lot, and you give him a packed bag with the clothes in it.
Yeah.
The reason why
I do that is because it takes so long when he's trying to go through his wardrobe saying, does this go with this? What about this? Is this green or is this brown?
No, Jezzy. My husband's colorblind, my dad's colorblind, and they dress themselves quite successfully. What I want to know is, I need to understand a bit better, just let me understand. If Grant's going away, do you pre-pick outfits?
Mm-hmm.
So you, in your mind, get the outfit together, then you pack said outfit in bag for him to then unpack later and take a photo of to send you to check it's the outfit you put together. Is that the kind of work you're putting in?
Yes. And it sounds like a lot when you say that.
And then does he not hand you that bag over and then you go and wash all the clothes for him?
Yeah.
You are a drainer, Grant Denyer.
This is not a situation where I've married my mum, okay? Like this is don't you dare. I said it's not a situation. It's not like I get home in the afternoon and it's like a scene out of Little Britain where I'm asking for Bitty in the afternoon. It is not that kind of relationship. We're a team and so I've lived on the road my whole life. So sometimes there's a system of bag exchange where you come home, you only have enough time to grab another one before you're off again. And that's sometimes requires a husband and wife to work together.
What do you do for Shez? Like, how do you take the load off of her life?
Oh, where's that sexy music? Play that again. I'll show you.
You're on Wildcat. Tell us.
You get
on.
A load off to come take on. A load off, do you, mate?
Come on, Wild.
You know
come
what
on.
I like to do? I like to put on a little bit of Barry White in the afternoon.
Nah.
I see. Light a few candles. Sit down and let me rub your feet, doll.
No.
It's been a big day in the Big D's house.
Oh, yeah, this seems fair. This definitely seems fair.
That's
good, Chess.
Thank you, Chezzy. Lovely to speak to you.
Thank you.
Mummy Time TV, of course, is Chezzy's our channel. So if you would like to tell
this
us...
This isn't okay, Ed. You don't think this is okay.
No, God, no. If you...
Oh, says the two who wear hoodies and glitter every day. Like, come on. Like,
we dress ourselves.
I put my own clothes on.
We are adults and we dress ourselves. Don't try and deflect this because surely Grant Denyer is the only grown adult who has their partner dress them.
Yeah, do you dress your partner 30-10-60 flat out? Or does your partner dress you?
Yeah.
Peter Brock's wife used to dress him every day.
He wore fireproof
one of Australia's
suits.
Greatest.
He wore fireproof, fire retardant suits.
Don't bring up a sadly passed legend to deflect this from yourself. Thank you.
Okay.
Go on. Here we go. 30-10-60. Grant Denyer, is he the only grown adult whose partner dresses them? If you are willing to be honest in this moment, our favourite caller is going to get themselves tickets to go and see Cher, because goodness knows she dresses herself. 13-10-60.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
On 13-10-60, the question is...
Do you dress your partner? And we have had a lot of calls. Heaps, in fact. Candy in Parramatta. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Now, you take this to a whole new level. What do you do for your husband?
Okay, so every Sunday night I get it all ready. I have like a big lounge and I put everything, I lay a week's worth of outfits out. And I even take it to the extreme and do socks and underpants.
Now, does he have...
This is like meal prepping but with fashion.
Now, why do you do that? Why do you do that?
He always says I've got a pretty good eye for fashion, and I like to think that I do. So he said, you know what goes with what. So I put a different shirt, a different tie.
Smart man.
Like
don't
a fun family game to do
don't
together.
You see what he's doing? He's complimenting you, and then he's
well
passing
done.
It off.
I do the same for my kids as well, so it's not just here.
Hey, Candy, you know what you should do, Candy? You should say to the husband, you're one of the great cooks of all time.
Yes.
Why don't you... What you do with sauce has never been done before. So he does then like 7 days of meals. How does that sound?
He'd burn the whole house down.
Okay.
I feel like he's tricking you into thinking he's useless when he's not.
Thank you, Candy.
A week's worth of I don't have that. I don't have that time.
Nah,
and I don't actually care what he looks like anymore.
Sometimes people have different skill sets within
stop
a
it.
House.
Just
and you
stop
know,
it.
You get out of
you
it.
You should see me pack a dishwasher. Like of the likes you've never seen. Remarkable
skills.
That's
not skills. A favour to your wife.
Okay, I'm backing
That's
out.
It's not
now.
A favour. That's just what you have
what
to
a great
do.
Guy.
School pickup?
That's not your parenting.
What a great
okay,
guy.
Okay.
What do you do that's just for her that doesn't benefit you?
Family feud.
This is a really long segment. I think we're running out of time.
Annie from Miranda. Now, Annie
Hi
from Miranda.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Do you dress your partner?
Yeah, well, basically, he has, like, no sense of fashion. If it was up to him, he just wears singlets and shorts all the time.
Great.
So I basically buy all of his clothes for him, and his mum still buys his undies.
Okay, what now?
Mum still buys undies?
What?
Yeah, because we both still live with our parents, even though, you know, we've been together for 5 years. So whenever his undies get really gross and she sees them in the washing, she just buys them new ones.
Okay, if you could call back at 8:10, because we are doing Judge Evicts 30-year-old son from parents' house. So when you see him in his undies, you know that his mother has bought them.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good. He has like some bright red ones with stripes and stuff.
Yeah. Like a birthday present or a Christmas thing where she doesn't know what to get him, so she just gets him undies or all the time?
No, just like she's shopping at Woolies and sees them on the shelf and she picks them up and buys them.
Tiff just bought me a whole stack of Star Wars Bonds undies.
Nice.
Yeah, the Force is with you.
Yeah, the Force is this.
Well, your wife does it for you. Okay. Wow, that's disappointing.
What is he
doing? Nice try, brother. Patricia from... It was a pathetic attempt.
You are nowhere fast.
Oh, my God. Patricia from Richmond. Who do you dress?
I dress my son.
Now, how old is this person?
My son's 35.
And how? And does he? What do you?
It's cool.
It's cool. Yeah. And so, how does this occur? Does he live with you? Or?
No. He doesn't live with me. I just go down to his place on Sunday, and I just set everything up on hangers for the following week. He likes my style, and his wife used to get shitty at first, but now she's okay with it.
Or she's given up.
Is it really nice to get that sort of mother and son time together, that really good bonding time? Do you enjoy that experience?
But no, I don't see him because he's a chef and he's working, so I just pop down there and just set his clothes up and I catch up with him during the week.
You are a saint.
You're a beautiful person.
And let's send Patricia to Sher, please.
You're going to Sher, Patricia. Don't miss Sher performing
you so
her.
Much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't miss Sher performing her greatest hits live in concert, Kudos Bank Arena, Thursday, October 18. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com.au, but you are going along, Patricia.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to take my son and I'll pick his outfit too.
You're wonderful.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
16 minutes past 8. Let's see if we can't give someone $10,000. Official game show host Grant Denyer. Who have you got for us today?
Hey, Danielle from Gregory Hills. Are you ready to play today FM's Alpha Bucks?
I am. I'm a little nervous, but I'm ready.
Hey, man, let's just have some fun. Have you got something big coming up very soon?
I do. I'm getting married.
Oh, congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right.
So you're planning everything, including honeymoons?
I am, yes.
Excellent.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Right. Best of luck with it. Let's see if we can get you some cash to try and help out. Do the best we can anyway. You've got 30 seconds
Thank
to answer
you.
10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter R. R for
raw. Okay.
For each question you get right, you'll score 100 bucks with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Danielle, your letter is R. Here we go. Name a sports brand.
Pass.
A dessert.
Pass.
A movie.
Pass.
A Simpsons character.
Ralph Wiggum.
An exercise.
Sorry?
An exercise.
Pass.
An occupation.
Rugby player.
An American president.
Sorry. It's harder than you think.
It is harder.
If the letter was you, you would have done very well because you answered everything with
That's all right. She got 200 bucks, Grant Daniel.
So 200 bucks is yours, nothing. Danielle. Have
Thank
a ripper
you so
of a
much.
Day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
See you later, Danielle. It's the first one, guys. I'm going to give
someone.
Yeah, you're better off getting the first one wrong so that you can keep going forward. Yeah. That's our advice, guys.
Yeah.
Very quickly, I was assaulted at the gym. So I went to...
Hang on. We got to unpack this. What do you mean assaulted? In the change rooms?
No, in the main floor, which is worse. So I went to a gym in the... I don't want to name it, but it's in the city. Mm-hmm. And it's in a... It's as part of a shopping centre. Mm-hmm. And it's a great gym. It's actually got a pool. It's got all different...
I know what you mean.
...places. Yep. It's a great gym. I'm not besmirching the gym in any way. It was a great gym.
Not besmirching.
No. Been My there a couple of times. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
However... There was someone who was in there, and I think, I don't know if our workouts were matching up. We often were at similar, we're doing a similar sort of body part, but I felt.
Was it a leg day or upper? What were you doing?
Sort of chest and shoulders.
Chest, shoulders,
yeah,
day.
It was
okay.
That type of thing.
Do you ever do
that's
leg
your,
day?
That's your golden zone.
Yeah, I reckon.
Do you always
You've got
skip
the
leg
legs
day?
Of a pigeon.
Oh!
And this is what hurts me because I do leg days, and I get.
What happened, mate?
I don't know. They've never responded to treatment.
You've got this magnificent so upper body, like, and it's just balancing. And one day I'm worried you're going to fall over.
I honestly do it. It's a real.
Do you watch Ed walk around like he's just going to topple?
It's very annoying because I've.
You are the top half of a coat hanger when you look at you. You are so broad and so strong in the shoulder, all the way down to the abs. And then it just stops.
Mate, I've tried. Guys, seriously, if there's a leg coach out there, let's get together.
Are you so married to one?
Let's get together.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, but she's very bouncy, so she does all like...
She is bouncy.
Because I'm also unco, so I go, she'll go, all right, we'll do some plyometric jumps onto this box. We did it once, and the first one, my leg slipped, and I gashed my leg on the box all the way up the inside of my leg. I've still got a scar from it. Anyway, so we were sort of matching up, me and this guy, and I just sort of noticed him once, and I thought, oh, hang on, we're not following each other. It's weird. You kind of sometimes you just sort of end up on a same routine as somebody. But then I noticed when he was sort of lying down on this bench that I was hoping to use, that he was wearing running shorts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With nothing underneath.
No.
No, wait. Describe the running shorts.
Okay, so if you know what Peter Wynn sport in Parramatta, if you remember Parramatta Eels of shorts when they used to have the four or five stripes on the side when the jerseys were made by Classic.
I don't, sorry.
Okay, so, or a sort of just a loose semi-nylon running short.
Ooh.
And often what Nike did and a lot of other people is that they put built-in undies into
those.
Undies.
I love a modesty undie.
I believe that these used to have those, but they were quite elderly, these shorts, and I believe that modesty thing had just sort of faded away or had gotten loose
just
enough. Yeah, or gotten loose enough to the point where it was no longer active.
Okay.
And he sidebagged me.
What? So you were assaulted. Your eyes.
Like, explain sidebag.
Sorry, I assume that was a regular occurrence.
Like a real sidebagging. And
wait, okay, unpack more. Ball on bench?
Ball on short, but resting on short. Do you know what I mean? Like, because he's lying down.
Ball resting on short.
Yeah. Like a proper... And I was like, that's a side bagging.
Do you think he knew?
I reckon. Mm. And then I did react. Not that loud, but okay. I have my headphones in, so I don't know how loud I and as I sort of went to look away, yeah. I don't know why, instead of just looking away, I sort of glanced up his body and he was putting the bar back down just as it happened. And as he put it back down, as you remember, he's lying down,
yeah.
He sort of looked across and we met eyes.
You locked eyes.
Oh, no.
Oh, so you've made eye contact with the sideballer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Which looks like you've enjoyed it.
Anyway, we're getting together tonight.
Just a couple of bros.
Yeah.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Bowls.
Sport.
Bowls.
As we all know, I love a sport concert.
Absolutely.
I love a sport concert. I'm all about it.
A sport concert.
Shut up. Spurt is my passion.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ed. And as we all know, the World Cup is happening soon June.
Yes,
in Russia.
Well done.
Thank you. And I'm exhausted from all that knowledge.
Well done.
Solid facts.
And I saw something that I thought you could help me out with because this really piqued my interest. Peru have laid down a challenge to Australia because I understand Peru haven't played in the World Cup for 36 years.
Yeah, Peru haven't made it for some time, and we are in the same group as Peru.
Yeah, Group C.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
As well as Denmark and France.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the Peruvians, what kind of challenge have they laid down?
Oh, it is spectacular. Look, I don't speak fluent Peru.
Spanish?
Yes. But whatever it is, I'm buying it, I'm eating it, I want it on a T-shirt. Have a listen.
Sabemos que aunque la cancha esté inclinada, el camino para salir adelante es hacia arriba. Por eso nuestro grito de aliento es y será siempre ¡Arriba, Perú! ¡Arriba, Perú!
¡Arriba,
carajo!
¡Arriba, Perú! ¡Arriba!
So the translation...
Thank you.
We know that even on unlevel playing fields, the way out is to rise. This is why our yell of encouragement is and always will be Arriba Peru, Arriba Peru, Arriba Peru.
Fantastic. And they produced a video.
Yeah, it's an amazing video.
And it's hectic.
So why is it to us? Why is it to Australia? Are we their first
game? Way.
No, we're against France
We play France, but they're calling everybody out. But this is the one that they've done for us.
Oh. Have they made a throwdown for everyone in Group C?
I think they'll sort of adapt it to each of the people, each of the teams.
If I was a soccer team, I would be producing videos as well to send it to my opponents to scare them. This is effort, and I'm for it.
And this is new. This is not something that people normally do.
Is this the first time?
I don't remember someone singling someone out like this.
That's great.
I believe that the English and German teams had some problems around the 30s, 40s and 50s, but that's another story.
Just a little problem. I know you love the World Cup.
No, but obviously, well, my mind straight away went to, we need to respond.
Yeah, I know. If this is like Eurovision. We've been called into something
yes.
here. And Peru are a great, they're like us. They don't have the best players in the world, but they never give up and their spirit is incredible.
And spirit wins World Cups.
If you're 36 years since you qualified last for the World Cup, you've got to do something, I suppose.
You do. Yeah. And you're right. And I'm really excited about this, Santo. Sam and I are doing a show for the World Cup.
Yes.
And I did the other day. Turned down tickets to every one of Australia's matches.
Oh, why?
Because, as my wife put it, you have a job.
you could broadcast from Russia.
And you have a baby.
Yes. A baby I can't help you with.
Sadly, Today FM doesn't have a sister station in Krasnodar. I don't know why. Don't know why. Giving away 100,000 rubles. I'll do it if I have to. I'm glad you brought this up, Em, because yeah. We have responded.
Oh, fantastic.
The only way to respond is with a challenge.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's with a song.
Of course.
So we need someone
who?
Like Jess Malboy did at Eurovision and before. Mm-hmm. You need someone who encapsulates Australia, who encapsulates our spirit and also shows that we're not to be messed with.
Yes. Yeah.
So Peru, if you're listening,
mm-hmm.
cop this.
Hey, yo, Tracy, yeah. My little lady, you drive me crazy. After last week on the
Vision.
Couch,
oh, you hate me, 41 years old.
You're so
Peru, hot. We are a proud nation of 41-year-old men who ride skateboards and marry Botox strangers on television. Watch out who you mess with.
131060, I'd love to hear everyone's thoughts on photoshopping. Do you think, you know, are you against it? Are you for it? Do you care? Do you expect it? Let's just have a general chat.
Okay.
Because Rebel Wilson has been responding to claims that she was photoshopped by Vogue on the front cover. Now, she's posed on the front cover. She looks amazing. She looks grouse. She looks happy. And she put the pictures up and a lot of fans were commenting underneath. I know this is shocking, the internet of...
Yeah.
They've got... ideas and opinions. And they're saying that she's, they've obviously altered her to slim her down and they've edited her face. And Rebel has come out and said, no, I just ate really healthy and, you know, I exercised for the month before the shoot, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And my, like,
what
immediately,
do you think about
I don't
it,
know, I expect it.
Yeah.
For a cover, you do.
For the cover, if anyone ever asked me to do the cover of Vogue, which, let's be real, will probably never happen. But if they did, I'd be like, Photoshop every inch of my body. Take out my nose if it makes me look bigger than I am. I just, for me, if I'm looking at the front cover of a glossy mag, it's like art. It's like I expect it.
Yeah.
And then I will look, read all the comments under Rebel's picture, and I feel like asking every single one of those women having a go at it. Also, when you take a photo on Snapchat or Instagram, you don't filter it. You don't use Facetune. You don't alter the perception of your body straight away.
Yeah.
Now, as a mother of a teenage daughter, I understand that if bodies are being photoshopped in teenage girl magazines saying you could have this body if you eat apples and exercise 8 hours a day, then I have a problem with it. But if I'm looking at the front cover of Vogue, I'm expecting it.
Yeah. Is it because that she's for so long has been the non-traditional Hollywood sort of, you know, size six, so therefore people have celebrated her for who she is and they're disappointed now because she's getting... photoshopped, is that why?
Maybe people feel let down that for so long she has been, hey, love me for who I am, and then she's been photoshopped. But, I mean, she says she hasn't, and she posted the originals and said, but for me, I just think let her have her front cover. Of course she's been airbrushed. It's Vogue.
It's Vogue.
And no one's looking at the front cover of Vogue ever and thinking, oh, God, I'm a bad person because I don't look like that model on the front cover.
Yeah. What is the crime of... The crime of Photoshop for me is when you're saying, this is me with no filter. Please buy something.
I agree.
And that's a lie.
Yeah.
To me, that is the lie of, I sometimes you'll see older actors and actresses doing ads for skincare and they're saying that this new cream, which has got the eye of newt and 3% baboons
from Narnia
rectum in it,
yeah. And you're like, no, bitch, that's a facelift.
Yes, yeah. And there's so much Vaseline on the lens of the camera.
It's like, who is that?
It's fuzzy.
That annoys me.
That's shot in a fog storm.
Exactly. That's a flat lie.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. But if it's the front cover of Vogue,
God no.
Kylie and Parramatta, what do you reckon?
I agree with you, Em. Like, you see all these magazines, Instagram photos, everything. Everyone's using a filter or a Photoshop. Like, why are people whinging about this when there's just models on the front of other magazines that don't, no one even bats an eye like with that? Mm.
What do you believe?
All Photoshop.
Hey, Carly, which images do you believe? You know how they have those, the paparazzi magazines where they have like long, you know, they take photos of stars on the beach and stuff like that?
Mm. Yeah.
Those, you believe those, yeah? You know, because that's them being sort of paparazzied.
Mm. Agree, but back in the editing suite, they're still going to be like clicking on the photos just to go, oh, sweet, let's just do something here. Everything is edited, like nothing is real.
Agreed. And just know if you ever see me on a cover, it's going to be hashtag all the filters.
Yeah.
All the photoshopping, getting the backup generator and the discs and maybe warn the electricity provider that we have got a photo of M. Russiano.
And it's happening. Yeah. There it
Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
2 minutes past seven. Here we go. Today FM's $100,000. Beat the bomb. And this morning we say hello to Brittany from Caring Bar. Brittany, you got through.
How are you going?
Are you okay, Brittany? Don't be stressed. Why? What are you worried about? What's your fear? Oh, Joel.
Oh, I've been trying to get through every morning, so like I'm really excited that I even got through, but then like I'm so scared I'm going to mess it up.
You'll be okay, Joel. Just be on your A game. Just be listening.
Okay, I'm listening.
What are you going to spend the money on?
Oh, look, I haven't been on a holiday in like 7 years, and I'm doing everyone's, I'm an accountant, and I'm doing everyone's baz, and I need to get out.
Baz?
I need to get away.
Business activity statement.
I know.
Yeah.
I thought it was Bass. I like Bass. Yes, it makes it sound friendly. Oh, okay.
I'm just wigging it out.
I love Bass. All right.
All right. Listen, I want you to know that you provide a vital service, okay?
Yeah, thank
accountants
you.
Do a great
thank
job.
Thank you.
So it's your grand final.
Help you to calm down.
Just trying to rot the tax system, but I'm doing good.
No, trying get to hook back everyone what up. You deserve is what you're doing.
Okay. That's exactly right.
Yeah, okay. Very much okie doke.
Brittany's going to get audited and not know why.
The cash with full deductibles bomb has been loaded, and all you need to do is yell stop before it goes off. You do that, you take home the last cash amount revealed, but if the bomb beats you to it, you walk away empty-handed. Does that all make sense? Are you ready to light the fuse, Brittany?
Yes, it makes sense. You can light it, of course.
Light that fuse.
$50. $250. $450. $550. $850. $1,050.
Cool.
$2,050.
Stop.
There you go. Goodness me.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, you did it.
There was lots of eye contact in the studio. We're all like, what is she doing?
$2,050, Brittany.
Guys, thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
I
can't even believe it.
Oh, honey.
Oh, good on you.
I'm not going to work today. I'm not
going. Yeah, love that. Yeah, stop it.
Are you ready to find out how good your return could have been?
Yes, go on. Oh, gosh.
Righto, let's do it.
$3,050. $4,050. $5,000.
That's okay, because if you'd gone up to the $5,000, you would have been a victim of bracket creep. Hey, Brittany?
Yeah.
That's an accountancy joke.
Well done. So,
good one there.
Thank you.
Bye, thank you so much.
The next in our series of Ask Me Anything. Grant, this is all about people whose lives may be somewhat misunderstood, or someone who is in a situation that you have always wondered about but didn't know much about. Mm-hmm. Rather, we get them to come on and tell us their story.
And perhaps you didn't know how to ask those questions.
Exactly. And we're joined today by Yai, who is from South Sudan, who came to Australia as a refugee. And you can find out more, head to unrefugees.org.au. Yai, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're good. And first, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And so tell us a little bit about your background. So you're from South Sudan.
Yes, I'm from South Sudan.
And how old are you now?
I'm very old. I think I'm older than you. I'm 35 years old.
Oh.
Unnecessary compliment for Ed, but lovely.
I'll take it, mate. I'll take it. And how old were you when you came to Australia?
I think I've been here since 2008.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about your story in South Sudan and why it is that you had to leave?
When the war broke out in 1983, I didn't know. I think those years I was a little bit young.
Yeah.
And it was a political war, and then later on it turned to be a religious war. Mm. They used to come on horsebacks, and then they tried to destroy, burn the villages down, abduct children and all this. That was happening. So in 1992, this is where I first time see the horse. I don't know the horse.
Wow. First time you saw a horse, there was, someone was coming on a horse to try and burn your house down.
Yeah, they have guns. They are on the horsebacks. When we know normally we keep cows, goats, farmers, but we never seen the horse. So yeah, that's my first time to see the horse.
Wow. Okay.
They destroy everything they get along their way. Also, they abduct children. They take them with them and use them as slaves to go and take care of their cattle.
You're 8 years old at this point, separated from your family, kidnapped by these people. How long were you held by them?
I think I stayed with them for like 5 years.
5 years.
Doing what sort of things?
The housekeeper, cleanings, and do whatever it is. And it is not a good place to live because sometimes you don't even have water. You have to use watermelon so that you can to drink.
Wow.
Sometimes you use watermelon to cook because there's no water at all.
Right.
Wow.
Sometimes you can stay like 2 to 3 weeks without having a shower.
Wow. And did you have any contact with your family during this time?
No way, man. Where to meet them? I don't even know.
Yeah,
I
course,
met my family until 1998. This is where first time I met my family.
Let's start talking about your journey to Australia. How long did it take you to get from South Sudan to settling in Australia?
I was lucky enough because I got married in 2001.
Yes.
And then my family, my wife, my children, they went to Egypt because they were lucky to have a brother here in Australia. He came 2006.
Right. So you had a link to it. There was a link to your wife's family in Australia.
Yeah. Then she left in 2004. By then, I was still, I finished my high school, and there is a condition that there is a criteria. When you finish high school, you have to go to military training.
Oh, you have to join the military compulsory, do you?
And then it's a compulsory. If you don't, you will not get a high school certificate after you finish the training. Before the deployment was about to take place,
but that's the thing.
To escape.
This is during war. So you're not doing it as a theoretical. So you're being trained to go to a civil war, which is taking place in your own country. So that's what your future was going to be if you didn't escape.
Yes, it was. I was about to be sent to South Sudan or Darfur because this is the place where the war was booming in those places. So I have to escape after I finish training.
So let's jump to Australia because that is for a man. What are you? 20? We've only reached your life until about 20. This is quite an incredible story. So tell me about the first couple of weeks coming from South Sudan and into Australia. What were the things that shocked you the most about Australia when you first got here?
The first thing that shocked me, it might be so funny for you guys, maybe it's not that important, but you can drink, you can smoke. We don't have those in our own lives.
Okay.
Because in our tradition way of living, you can't drink until you become 35 or 30, or you get married, obviously.
Wow.
And then from there, the first drink would be blessed, and then you'll be given to you, and then you drink it, and then you join the elders so that you can start drinking with them.
Wow. Well, Grant Denyer, first drink was a UDL. I don't imagine you know what that is in South Sudan.
It's a lovely drink.
No, of course. You're better off not knowing.
Look, you said Australia was a really lovely, welcoming country, which is so nice, you know, to hear. And I'm very proud of this country. But was it always the case? Did you find that sometimes some people weren't so nice?
You can't judge the 22 million people because of two or three people. Australia is a great country to live. And when we were in Egypt, most of the South Sudanese, they were dreaming about going to U.S. Uh-huh. But now they are regretting that they're supposed to come. Honestly.
Yeah, I can understand. Well, Yai, a refugee from South Sudan, now living in Australia with his family and working for the UN at unrefugees.org.au to find out more. Thanks so much for telling us your story today.
Thanks, Yai.
Thanks so much, guys.
A few stories that you may have missed overnight. Grant Denny's leading us off.
Oh, great. What have you got, Wildcat?
One of my favourite stories. One of my favourite stories of folklore of the sea has been proven true. Mm. There was always this rumour that it was this Spanish Galilean that was full of like gold and silver and emeralds that had sunk about 300 years ago.
A Spanish what?
What is galleon?
Ooh.
Oh, the Galilean was fun, though.
It's Galilean. For some reason, I just turned into Queen singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Good.
But it had been found. So US scientists have found the San Jose 3 years ago off the coast of Colombia, but have only now released all the details about like how the shipwreck was discovered. Mm. It's this three-masted ship, which was found in 1709 in a battle with the British ships is when it was sunk, but it went down with like a treasure trove of gold, silver, emeralds worth $22 million. At 600 metres, it was found down by one of those ships that do. You know, there's a lot of private companies these days who go hunting for this sort of stuff to make their fortune.
This is not forget that this is a bit of this stuff was developed by James Cameron because when he was shooting Titanic, he wanted to get a single person with a camera down to the wreck of Titanic so he could rebuild it. Oh. So a lot of this stuff, bizarrely, and when they find new fish at the bottom of the ocean, it's thanks to James Cameron.
Oh.
I mean, it didn't help Avatar. Guys. Didn't help Avatar, but you know. Now, but you've undersold this, Grant. It's not 22 million. It's $22.3 billion worth of stuff.
But have it's they say million? Have they billion. Found the treasure? Is this
yes,
what they've
got? I haven't got it yet, but they can see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who owns that?
Well, this well,
that's
is
the dispute.
Who gets the money?
Well, the Colombian government says it's off our coast. It could be
what
ours.
What a surprise! The Colombian government are coming for.
And there's a few private companies who are also sort of circling the area, going, "It's ours." But yeah. There's maritime rule. The international maritime rule is supposed to protect shipwrecks, but they say that they're not a part of the UN, Colombia, so therefore. It's free for all.
Is there a worse place they could have found it?
I was just going to say, it's not like they're in the area where the governments are known to stick to the rules.
Yeah, how's that?
$22 billion sitting on that wreck.
Now, what year do you have to be born in to be a criminal?
This is almost half of New South Wales men born in this year. Almost half have been in trouble with the law, according to new research.
What is it?
And that year is... Benny, do you have a drum roll?
Get ready, because if you haven't been arrested and you've been born in this year, your time's coming.
And the year most criminal is 1984.
What?
Really?
84. Are you a winner, though? Are we the right
sound effect?
Why?
Makes you a criminal if you're born in 1984? I don't understand.
No, other way around, because they've just gone, all right, let's look at all the criminals. When were they born?
Yeah.
And almost half of New South Wales men born in 1984 have been in trouble with the law. Now, my wife was born in 1984. Huh. And she's,
well, good, perfect.
She's often trying to sell me a DVD player. So
no, but what I love is here, people are stealing Reebok shoes.
Yeah, did you see that too?
So what? Weird.
That is 1984.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Remember when Reebok pumps were so expensive, you had to save all your babysitting money for 6 months to buy them?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what people are stealing.
Who had some Reebok pumps?
Me.
No,
which
I couldn't afford them.
The red ones with the orange ball. I don't know what the brand was. I'm sorry. I know I'm letting you down. I know you're a sneakerhead. You know the ones that were red and the ball in the middle, it was a basketball that was the pump?
Yeah, they were the sort of the lower cut ones, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yes.
The ones that were hard to get were the ones, see if anyone remembers this actually. Actually, you know what? I'm going to throw out a $200 voucher to the Delicious Bavarian joint.
Good.
Pull up your socks and get in for a game at your local Bavarian, feeding the fans this footy season, thebavarian.com.au, $200 worth to Munich Brauhaus. 13-10-60. Reebok pump question.
Yeah.
There was the one with the basketball.
Yes.
What was the other sport that had the little pump?
Represented as the ball.
Yeah, represented as the ball on the tongue to the point where they even had the actual material that ball was made of when the sport was played.
Oh, I can't remember.
Wow. I didn't even know there was another one.
Were they the fluoro yellow and black ones?
And blue. Yellow and
blue.
Yeah, very hard to get.
Okay, people are calling. People remember.
1060, if you know the answer. We have got an early morning quiz question. We got distracted by Reebok pumps.
We did, which is easy because we're all 90s kids and it was big then.
That's true. Mm. Because we found out that if you are born in 1984, you are the most likely male. Almost half of males in New South Wales have been some sort of criminal record.
It's amazing. Half.
It's enormous.
And you guys, you're still in Reeboks and laptops, so you may need to move into the 2018 and just find some more new age things.
Yeah, get something new to steal. Steal some
Bitcoin
data. Peter. The question was, Pete, Which of the Reebok pumps, which were amazing, which of them had a ball on them, which had the actual fabric of that that sports ball on the tongue? We know that basketball was one. The other was?
Tennis ball.
Yeah,
yes,
give it to
you're
him.
A winner.
Mate, $200 Munich Brown House voucher. How about you?
Thank you.
To the Bavarian.com.au. Now, Pete, you and I are of a similar age.
Yeah.
How badly did you covet those Reebok pumps?
Yeah, I had a couple of friends at school with them, and I was envious whenever I saw them.
Did you ever buy yourself a pair? I did as an adult when I was in Japan. It took me till 35 and I got myself a pair. Did you ever get a pair?
No.
Oh, Pete!
Pete?
Go out and get yourself a pair.
Pete, this is for $200 of Grant Denyer's money.
Yep.
This is a question without notice. What was, there was a pump on the front which affected the tongue. What was Reebok's very faulty version of Nike Air, which was also in the pumps? Three, two, one. Hexalite.
Oh, I remember
they
Hexalite.
They had a hexagon full of air.
Yeah, can we do a whole show about sneakers?
I'd love to. If you wore them just right, only sprained your ankle, which was amazing.
Excellent. Yay.
Thank you, Peach.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Donald Trump, prolific Twitter user. Yeah. In the past, if anyone criticised him or he didn't like them, he blocks it. He's blocked lots of famous people, in fact. He's blocked a lot of the Tonight Show hosts. Well, a US district court has ruled that it is unconstitutional for the president to block anyone on Twitter because it infringes on their First Amendment rights. So he now has to unblock. Everyone is blocked.
Wow. Yes.
And he's not allowed to block anyone from this day forward.
So does that rule apply to every person in elected office?
I think it's just the president, because in the past, any written word by the president was then preserved for history, and Twitter counts as written word from the president. So if Abraham Lincoln wrote anything down on a bit of paper, it would be taken, or sent any official documentation, it would be taken and stored. Twitter, his feed, is being preserved for history. Can you imagine the things he sent out that the aliens are going to read in 20 years?
So good. And it's good to know that the US courts are doing the things that matter.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Gun rights, schmun rights. Let's go after the really important issues.
Place.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Now, another thing that will interest you, Ed, Will Smith has been announced as the artist who will release the official 2018 Russia World Cup song.
Right. Right.
Will Smith.
Can we just live through some of the past glory? Can we never forget Ricky Martin, Cup of Life?
Best one.
Right?
Best one.
Don't you think Ricky Martin should do every single...
It ain't broke. Don't fix it.
Correct. And then, I know everyone loves this one, Shakira with Waka
it's time
Waka.
For Africa. It's time for Africa.
Yeah, and of course, 2014. J-Lo, Pitbull.
Terrible.
Didn't like this one?
Was Pitbull in his court suit when he did it?
My question is, why would you get... It was in Brazil. Get a Brazilian to do it.
Oh, I think they went, these guys are close enough.
And so is Will Smith just going to change the lyrics to his hit Miami to Moscow? Is that the idea?
I hope so. No, all we've got so far is he's put a picture up with Nicky Jam, the person he's making it with. Okay. One Life to Live, Live It Up. So I think we could be having a song called Live It Up.
Okay.
And look, this is going to be... Big.
I used to like it when Will Smith would release a single for every movie that he did. But then when he went serious, like he couldn't have a jazzy, upbeat rap song for The Pursuit of Happiness.
It is hard.
It's a really hard thing.
And the one he did about the doctor who used to diagnose all the concussions.
The concussion movie.
Yeah, that's not
the concussion movies is a tough one to
not good.
Rap about.
Yeah. And finally, Jenna, what's her new last name? Jenna, where can I say it?
Kardashian?
Dwan. Channing Tatum's ex-wife.
Oh, dear.
Okay. She dropped the Tatum-Channing bit off.
Oh, she's gone.
Yeah, gone back.
Okay.
She was actually Janet Jackson's backing dancer for quite some time.
Wow.
And revealed that Janet was very, very generous with them. Sometimes she'd just whisk them off to the Caribbean. Wow. She'd give them gifts like this.
I have,
a blinged out diamond watch. But then on Valentine's Day, and mind you, I'm 19 on tour, Janet, so I'm like baby naive. She gives you like a box of like vibrators.
Really?
I'm like, how do I put this? That's like, yeah, like a pleasure chest.
Everyone got that?
We all got
did
it.
Did she just decide you needed it?
No. I don't. Yes. Thoughtful.
Have fun with that.
I hope the batteries came included.
That's entertainment.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast means you can connect with M, Grant and Ed whenever you like. But you've only got a limited time to switch to Optus in-store and get the Samsung Galaxy S9 64GB for just $59 a month on a 24-month lease. Get terms and conditions at optus.com.au.